League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Who says purse snatcher?
Oh, no.
I don't want John to know. I don't want Dell to know.
We used to go out and pour champagne on our own heads.
Before Yoko Swifto got there. Yoko Swifto.
You're blaming Taylor Swift?
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
A friend in need, a friend indeed. A friend with weed is better.
Yoko Swifto.
A friend with breasts and all the rest. A friend who's dressed in leather.
Yoko Swifto.
A friend in need. A friend indeed, a friend who teases better.
Yoko Swifto.
Our thoughts compressed, which makes us blessed and makes for stormy weather.
Yoko Swifto.
A reminder, we're going to be at East River 9 tomorrow, broadcasting all day long. We want you to come on by and check out the course. If you've never played it before, it's really cool, really neat. Just bring 7-iron and less and come on up. You just need a small bag. You don't need to... And it's a small bag out of the pocket, too. It's very affordable. So good stuff. Good stuff. Come on by. Tonight at Wildcat, from 6 till 10, big party. The Touchdown Club is throwing a party for the big game coming up on Monday. Big football party.
Yeah,
Gary Patterson, I just found out, is not going to be able to be there, but Rich O'Toole is going to be playing, providing the entertainment. For those of you who don't know, Rich is a listener of the show. And he is going to be playing out there, so that's going to be fun. But there's going to be other football guys. I heard Rick Neuheisel. As a matter of fact, I was sitting next to Big Daddy yesterday when Rick Neuheisel called him and said he wanted to be a part of it. So that's cool. Good stuff. So come on out to Wildcat Golf Club tonight.
We need to get a list of all the things. I had this asked of me yesterday. What are all the events that are going on surrounding it? You know how the March Madness will have different events? What are the events going on this weekend and maybe Monday is there a place that you know of where we can get that information?
I don't know.
You got to have that for a national championship, right? There's got to be.
Yeah, I don't know that it's nearly as,
or is there something
Super
over the
Bowl
weekend?
Or I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
I can tell you the Sugar Bowl had. Now this is before the game, but they had Championship Square where a lot of stuff was going on. I mean, it was packed with Longhorns and Husky fans. I'm sure there's day of the game, but is there anything over the weekend, or is that not considered a thing? I know that Joe George is working on getting in studio for the Killer Bees. He's working on getting some of the ESPN talent in studio, and we should try to do that because
Josh is stopping by, isn't he?
Josh Pate. Well, we need to set that up.
Yeah, we need Josh Pate to stop on by and hang out with us, whether it be it tomorrow. Is he coming in town tomorrow, or is he going to come in on Monday morning? We hug him on.
Probably not tomorrow. Why would you stay here over the weekend? It's more expenses.
Well, but where does he live?
I think in Tennessee,
is a much better place
maybe
to
Nashville,
be.
Something like that.
This is a much better place to be than wherever he is.
And in his own home?
Yeah.
I think he's going to choose
you
home.
Think?
But...
Come on, is that how you operate?
You know, there are all kinds of... press conferences and stuff that he probably
maybe gets here on Saturday.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's true. He may want to be around press conferences,
absolutely.
But I don't think teams are getting here. When are teams getting here? I just need to check my media's information.
Yeah,
because I'm on
there. It's only is this shortest time between title game and semifinal only a week? Is it usually
no, it's always
is
a
it,
week? It's always
usually
the
more
Monday
than,
after the well, right?
It's usually more than
8-9 days.
Yeah,
right. No, you're.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually more than just 7 days.
Well, that's plenty of time to get ready.
Well, I'm just talking about as far as when teams get in and all that other stuff. So they may treat it like normally they get here days before because they have extra time. They may just get here like the normal game day, right? Like during the year?
The day before? No, they'll have to come in before that.
Yeah, they'll
have to come in before
that. I think so. But yeah, you would think so.
Why would they have to come in before that?
I don't know. You just need
to. What's the difference? You just get here, go to your hotel, have a walkthrough, and then the game's the next day.
Because you got all kinds of media obligations. Okay. You want to
promote. That's what I'm asking, because normally you have extra days for that
stuff.
Well,
that's easy to find out when the teams are coming in. But, you know, as opposed to that, we'll just talk about it on the air. 713-780-3776 is the number. Our Rockets won yesterday. Alpe with 30-8. Cam Whitmore came in. I think he's a story. I really do. I think that, you know, him getting minutes and him, every time he's in the game, it seems like he's, you know, he's knocking down shots. It just is, the dude can just flat out shoot. And that's something that this Rockets team really needs. His game log is we're Cam Whitmore. Here's what Cam Whitmore has done in his last few games here. Against Brooklyn, he was 4 of 7. Okay, 3 for 5 from three. Against in eight minutes against Detroit, 4 for 5 from the field, 1 for 1 and 3-point. Against Phoenix in 18 minutes, 4 for 7 from the field, 3 for 4 from three. He was 6 of 12 against Dallas, the win against Dallas, so he didn't shoot well from three, 1 for 6. But every time he's in the game, the moment's not, it's just not too big for him.
Not at all.
No. I really like that. And I'm telling you, the organization was thrilled that he was there at, I forget, 21, 22, whenever they got him. When he was sitting there, they thought for sure he was going to go, and he was going to go right before them, and he was sitting there, and they were thrilled that he was there. They thought he was a top five player in this draft. And here he is sitting at 20.
Talent-wise. Yeah. And I just know this. There's an efficiency about his scoring. There is a talent as to him as a shooter that's just better than what you have with Jalen Green. So I talk about this. Who the Rockets were when Ime Udoka took over, let's face it, he brought in two high-priced veterans in Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet. I would say both of them have lived up to the hype up to this point. Forget the numbers that they got paid. Have they been good players for you or not? The answer is yes. They've both been good players for you. I think you've gotten at least everything you expected, if not more. Alperen Şengün is a young player who is becoming really your go-to player. He's your go-to scorer and post player. But, I mean, Fred VanVleet's still getting a lot of looks and a lot of points. I think what's happening is Ime took over. Roster change, attitude change, offensive scheme change, defensive accountability change, veterans on the roster like Jeff Green. Where does Tari Eason fit in with Jabari Smith this year? How do we make this work in the fourth quarter? Who's going to be playing? Who's not? Do we work this rookie in? Oh, wait, Amen Thompson's out. He's been hurt, but then he comes back in the middle of the year. This has been a very fluid organization, fluid decision-making, fluid. It's not static at all. You don't know who's going to be in the fourth quarters of games. You don't know what the rotation will look like from game to game. You have an idea, but it can change. And I think this Rocket team, which is what you need to do, who are they right now? Well, who they are right now is, okay, this is a Fred VanVleet team with Alperen Şengün as the well-known post player. Like, you have a dominant low post player who can step out, square guys up. He's a skilled post player in Alperen who is capable of putting up big numbers. Then you have Fred VanVleet, who's your team leader, who is going to be one of the top scorers on your team. Jalen, you're trying to figure out. Dylan Brooks has a set role. Fred VanVleet's role has developed. Şengün has a role that's very developed. Jabari Smith is able to get in where he fits in for the most part. You don't have to really work too hard to get him acclimated. And it's really what we're talking about now. Cam Whitmore. All of a sudden, Cam Whitmore is a nothing for the whole year until the last, you know, week and a half. Now, what's fluid again?
How are we fitting in
Cam Whitmore? Right. Cam Whitmore. But my point is, nothing is etched in stone for the Rockets. Not even from game to game in the fourth quarter, you don't know who's going to be in. And so it's a true meritocracy as people are playing themselves into minutes, out of minutes, into certain positions. But one thing we do know is I think everyone knows what their role, generally speaking, is. It's a question of how do you fit into that role. And I think that in a completely dispassionate, objective way, Jalen Green is a creator. He needs to be off the dribble. He's not going to be an efficient shooter from distance. But what he is an explosive player off the dribble. So how do you get those guys involved? Well, he's got to get going to the hole. What's the best way for him to do that? Well, you can do it off the cut, breaking toward the basket, or you put the ball in his hands and you let him make moves and get past this guy. That's not really the offense that Ime's running. So unless Jalen Green wants to be an explosive six-man scorer in the future, I think his future is going to be somewhere else because I just don't – Cam Whitmore shoots the ball too well from distance. Amen Thompson can play a 1-2 role. Now, keep in mind, Fred VanVleet has a 2-year contract. Right now, I mean, $40 million, Fred, seemed like a lot. Boy, you'd almost – you'd love to know that you have him 3 years now, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you love to have Fred 3 years now?
Well, maybe in after that next after next year, Amen's ready.
Yeah, and I think, and I just think what you're going to see is it may not be this year, but I do think Jalen Green is going to get moved because Cam Whitmore's development in the G League, frankly, and once again, I think it needs to be said because my son loves to argue with me. Mason does about a lot of different stuff, and he asks questions about basketball. Well, why do you say that? You know, he goes, Dad, I was listening to a podcast with he listens to Paul George's podcast, and Gordon Haywood said one of the best things that happened to them is when Jerry Sloan left and the Jazz weren't supposed to win, and so he learned how to be a player while they were losing. Didn't you say that's not good for the Rockets? I said, well, Mason, the difference is, I said, Gordon Hayward was a 3-year player at a successful program in college and had developed a skill level. I said, Dennis Lindsay was in place, Quinn Snyder came in. I said, the Rockets had, there was no accountability. You had Jalen Green, who had never played college basketball and had limited time. Like, I think that Jalen not having some college and not having structure has really hurt him because I just don't think he knows how to fit into structure right now. And I think he's learning, and I think he's trying. I'm just not sure. By the time he's ready to do it, the Rockets are going to have to make a decision on second contract. They ain't giving him
– No.
They're not giving him $25 million plus.
The question is Alpi a max guy?
And yes, he is.
Is okay.
How many guys can do what he does?
No, I agree. I agree, and he has taken a huge, huge step. Okay, let's talk about there's six big men that make the West All-Star team. Six.
Yes, front court
okay,
players.
Okay, one is Jokic for sure. Luka is two.
Well, Luka looks like
we're calling him bigs.
He will six front court players. Now, Luka, I guess you can call him a guard or forward.
Well, then we'll put Luka at guard.
Okay,
Durant.
Okay.
Durant is two.
LeBron will make the team.
LeBron, and so will Anthony Davis.
Yes.
That's four.
Uh-huh.
Is Kawhi?
That dude doesn't even want to play.
The Clippers are really good.
The Clippers are a good bat. No. But the thing is, can you put him as a backcourt?
Front court. He's a forward.
I know he's a forward.
Does he want to play?
Can we move him?
No.
Okay, can we move him, Dell? We need
no.
to move him down.
He's a front court player.
What about Sabonis?
I don't know that
he was an all-star last year.
Then he should be out this year.
What about Karl Anthony Towns? That's the best record in the league.
He will make the team.
He's not. That's five.
Yes.
For sure, that's five.
This is why I'm saying just giving him an all-star, it's going to be tough for sure.
What about Paul George?
I don't know how many games he's played. But
Paul George has played 31 games. Elprin's played 34.
On a good basketball team.
But go look at the numbers.
Well, let's look at Paul George's numbers.
Kawhi is pretty good. 29
tell me Paul
this
George's
year.
Numbers.
He's 23, 5, and 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now go look at he's
21, 8, and.
For Kawhi?
No, Elprin.
Oh, Elprin.
21, 8.5, and 4.
Mm-hmm.
He's down to 4 assists a game.
No assists. Hold on. I'm gonna name it.
And while you're looking at that, Paul George is shooting over 40% from three, over 45% from the floor.
He's averaging 5.2 a game. Alpi's got 5.2 assists a game.
Yeah, he's got more than Paul.
Well,
yeah.
Paul.
Yeah, but
Paul's not. That's not Paul's
but what,
game.
He's a big man.
Well, he's a forward.
Carl Anthony Towns, I just don't know that there's room for
him. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What about Zion?
What about Zion?
Shut up.
Okay, how many games has Zion played this year?
Has he gotten to 30?
No.
Yeah, Zion has played 29.
I know.
And Alpi's played 34. I mean, it's not like he hasn't
been on
the court.
Not that big of a difference.
Yeah. But what's the – you can't play – can you imagine something could – I mean, something bad could happen with him.
What about Brandon Ingram?
Why are you trying to find ways to get our guy off the All-Star
team? The problem for Alpi is there are a lot of –
find everybody.
Front court players on better teams who are playing pretty well. It's the All-Star game. There's going to be competition. Particularly against a 21-year-old.
Lakers get one player.
That's probably not the case with the Lakers. Against a 21-year-old who not a lot of people have paid attention to until this year.
He gets a lot of love from people. Paul George would willingly give up his spot for Alperen. That's how much he loves Alperen Şengün.
Well,
that's all he does is talk about Alperen Şengün.
Well, the All-Star game is where?
And that guy's the ultimate hype man for Alperen.
I think it depends on where the game is. He may opt out because the game isn't in a great location. Where's the All-Star game?
Is it Sacta?
Is it Utah?
No, that was last year.
Where is it? Is it in Indiana?
Oh, it is. Well, it is in Indiana.
So Alperen might make it because people say, I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Why would people not want to go to Indiana?
It's not really.
In February.
Yeah, why would
Indiana in February is perfect.
Yeah, sounds
I'll
great.
I'll be there.
I'll
be there in Indiana in February. Do you know that in the Super Bowl in New Orleans?
He just committed to the NBA All-Star game in Indiana in February.
I think
because I'll be at the Combine.
He'll be at the Combine.
Oh, he will be.
Yeah, I'll be at Combine. I'm out there every February anyway. So we were at...
Didn't they move that Combine yet?
No. This year and next year, it's for sure in Indy, and hopefully it stays there. But we were at Super Bowl in New Orleans. Me and a buddy of mine, John Pollard, was there, and he had a friend who came with him. Rocket or Sprocket, something like that. So we were walking around the French Quarter, and he goes, "Hey, I'm friends with." No, who's the guy that was in Caddyshack 2?
No one knows. No one's
seen the
movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No one.
The actor. Yes, you saw him.
No one.
Jonathan Gold.
Yeah.
Jonathan Silverman.
Okay.
It's Jonathan
Never
Silverman.
Saw it. Don't
You've
know.
Seen him. If you Googled his face, you'd say, "Oh yeah, I've seen him before." So Jonathan Silverman is the only person who actually owns. Is residentially owned property on Bourbon Street. He's got an apartment above. And so my buddy John Pollard got to know him. They were hanging out. They're both on the field as friends with the New Orleans, connections with the Saints. And they met each other and he goes, "Hey, if you ever want to stay here, I got a place in the French Quarter." He goes, I'll tell you what the code is, you can get in. So we were there hanging out. And one of the guys that his buddy met, there were some girls down there, and his buddy, who was single, was talking to these girls, and we're down there looking at them from the balcony, and we were like, we came down, and we were getting ready to walk down the street, have a drink. Like, "Who are you talking?" He goes, "They were strippers." I'm like, "Those are strippers?" "Yeah, they're from Indianapolis." He goes, "All the strippers fly in for, for the Super Bowl, and I'm sure they do the same thing for
the Sugar Bowl."
I'm like, "They have strippers in Indianapolis?"
Yeah. They got strippers everywhere. What are you nuts?
You don't think strip clubs exist in Indianapolis?
Yeah. What are you nuts?
But it was like, more decent than expected. What do strippers in Green Bay look like?
I don't
know. Do they have a stripper club? Do they have a gentleman's club there?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they do. And I never went there. Never.
Do you think even the players go there? They just go to Milwaukee probably.
No. I got a story to tell you during the break. You got to talk about Underdog Fantasy.
I'll tell you about Underdog Fantasy. It's basketball season. Well, look, we've got playoffs going on coming up for football, so I don't want to not talk about that. I mean, the great thing about the Pick'em Challenge is you can mix and match your sports. Did you know you can go look at a football player? You can go look at, okay, C.J. Stroud. We're going to go higher on his touchdowns of 1.5. We're going to go lower on Jonathan Taylor's rushing yards of 73.5. I'm just making up the numbers on that one. And then we're going to go higher on assists for Alperen Şengün of whatever, 5.5. You can go higher or lower on the statistics that you find. But go find, there's multiple statistics for every player. Go find the statistic that you feel like is the weakest and go either higher or lower on it. If you pick all the winners, and you can pick between two players all the way up to five players, you are going to win. You win multipliers of your money. You start at two, it plays three times the amount. If you pick all five of them correctly, for example, you get 20 times your original play. It's completely legal. It's real cash. And yes, right here in Texas, people are winning real money with Underdog Fantasy. It's such an easy app to use. Download the app. Very intuitive. Great front end. So you'll get to where you want to go to quickly. You can check out all your great daily fantasy options, but the Pick'em Challenge is where people are making some really good money. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit, and they are going to match your first deposit up to $100. But you must use promo code Lance, and you must be 18 or older and present in the state wherever Underdog Fantasy operates. Certain terms and conditions apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5 on YouTube. Dog Show.
Dog Show!
I am joined by my delicious friend, Mr. Rocky Balboa.
And I'm, of course, joined by Mr. Bojangles.
Not, not, notorious, notorious.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Five stars coming up in the next segment, and then we've got news of the weird coming your way. There's some weird stuff going on in the world, people. There's really weird stuff going on in the world. So we weren't able to get Alperen Şengün. I don't think we can get him into the All-Star game. We'll see. We're going to work. We're working on it. We're working on it here, okay? Where are you on the Astros not doing anything?
It's not same old.
They've done stuff in the past.
They've done stuff. I'm to the point right now where it's, I don't want to say it. People think I'm being too negative, but I just feel like there's this,
Don't want them to go over the cap, though.
There's a realization setting in that, you know, when you hear you're in a bathtub, whether you're a grown person taking a bath or you're a kid, in the early stages where you started to, you know, you lift up the drain and you hear the noise, but you can't really tell anything's going down. I feel like the drain's been opened up and it's just slowly the water's draining out of who the Astros were. There's a chance to replenish. You can turn the water on with prospects. And if they make it up to the big team, I don't know who they're going to be yet. I mean, I know the names, but let's see if these guys become players. And if that happens, then good. Your methodology has a chance to work again. But right now,
I think they're going to regret the Drew Gilbert having to give him up to the Mets.
I think they will too.
Yeah. And although Jacob Melton looks like he's going to be a player. We'll see.
Well, they did that so that they could get, you know, they won a World Series with Justin Verlander. Now people will complain about how he pitched in a World Series. He actually had a good second game after giving up a laser.
They just gave up Gilbert now to the, and this time.
Oh no!
He came
wait,
back.
Wait! 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No! 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 Yeah. I'm getting. No! Yeah, no! To no. get him back.
To get him back.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God! It ran. I mean, it's back to back seasons. Like, oh wait, that's right. They had to get him back, but that was in 2022 where they still had him for real. Yeah, but they still did it to get Justin back.
Right.
Which. You know, he pitched well. He was.
They were a game away.
I don't know that he's the. I don't know. Yeah, they were a game away.
So, you say that. I just saw a story how much the Twins are going to regret the Carlos Correa deal.
Yeah, they are.
We knew that. So maybe, you know, some of these decisions of letting people go. Springer's been fine. You still have been, you know. Garrett Cole, you probably would be nice to have a high percentage of
the high dollar deals are regrettable. That's just the reality. If you go look at the history of free agency, some of the higher deals are regrettable deals because they don't. You're paying full on retail price.
And you know, I don't mind that our owner is not, you know, just crazy and just.
I don't mind it either. But after year after year after player after player after player from your core, the drain is. It's draining. Water's draining from the tub, and it's going to be up to them to put more water in there with prospects.
What if I told you? I mean, there's one name. The bullpen has been a problem because they really haven't added much at all. A guy here and a guy there that are, you know, And, oh, by the way, J.P. France or Hunter Brown, one of them is going to go to the bullpen, whatever the case may be. So you bolstered it a little bit there. But there's a name you're forgetting about. And the name is Bennett Sousa. You remember?
Oh, we talked about him, yeah.
Yeah. Bennett Sousa came in, and he was fantastic. 5 games, 6 1/3 innings, 0 runs, 1 hit. He struck out 8. Bennett Sousa's a guy that, you know what? He probably won't pitch like that again. But we'll see. You know what? We're going to find. We'll certainly find out, won't we? But I'm just, I hear guys, you know, that are disgusted with the Astros offseason. This was the writing. Dana Brown has been hitting at this for since he got here. Hey, you know, it's that market out there. It's really, really tough. I'm not sure. Well, we got the competitive balance tax. You know, we just, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm not going to overspend for stuff, you know. I mean, I am resolved. And you know what? If guys actually pitch the way that they're supposed to, if guys actually hit the way that they're supposed to, Jeremy Peña, then the Astros are going to be just fine. They're going to be right in the mix and contending and back to the ALCS again for the 20th consecutive year or 22nd, whatever it is. They're going to be back in the ALCS again.
I just think your margin for error, your margin for injury, your margin for down seasons is just really eroding. I think that's my biggest concern is it's going to be hard to fade another Jeremy Peña, you know, up and down season.
It'll be harder to fade
Alex Bregman disappearing for half a season to start the year off. Like, that stuff is going to be hard. I don't think you can fade that stuff as easily because there's not as much leeway now. Not to say that you won't be competitive and you won't have a chance to compete at the highest level. It's just when the water's starting to drain out of that sink, your tub's just not as full. And it's going to be up to Dana Brown, really, to refill the tub with quality club control players. That's the method that the Astros have used is the most sustainable method, and it gives you the chance to win at the longest time. And it's a cost-effective model. It's not great for people who like to buy jerseys of their favorite players because there's a good chance your favorite player will be walking. I mean, mm-hmm. That's the reality. Justin Verlander eventually walked. Pitcher for the Yankees.
Gerrit Cole
walked. Georgie walked. Carlos walked. Tucker's probably going to walk. Bregman's going to walk. It's the model.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. But the best model for winning, if you value team over player, is club control. That's the best model. So. And that's what Jim Crane
what
is
they
into.
Do.
But it's you got to evaluate and develop well. It's a non-starter.
It's what they
you have to.
All right, 5 stars next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He's going to give you some winners this weekend. I got a winner for you. I got Daisy Brent. Okay, I got mine yesterday, and it's awesome. I love my French onion dip. Now, they have a French onion dip. And they got a cool ranch, and it is a creamy ranch dip, and it's a French onion dip. And when you're having a party, French onion dip to me is a must at your party. And now I've got a brand that it's so creamy, it's so good. They use all kinds of great ingredients, natural ingredients that are just it's really really fantastic. I think. French onion dip is addictive. And if you're a creamy ranch person as well, these are just fantastic. I mean, different dips are, you know, I mean, you can get a bad dip. There's no bad dip here. This is made by Daisy Sour Cream, and they're fantastic. They're fantastic. So if you're looking for, when you're watching your games or whatever you're doing, whatever other kind of stuff, just sitting around and you're eating chips, DaisyBrand.com/dips. DaisyBrand.com/dips.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hear your family.
I don't have friends. I got family.
Currently, in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, one is a renowned forensic blood splatter expert. The other, an appointed master of haberdashery. It's John and Lance.
All righty, time for Five Star in Vegas to join the show here on ESPN. And okay, so I don't know what it, I don't know who you had who'd you have. See, I don't think that there was a wrong side in the Alabama Michigan game because Alabama should have won that game. If you had Alabama, you should have won that bet, or you absolutely
We gave out Michigan on the wagering world. We gave out Michigan. Dino and I gave out Michigan when they actually first dropped the college football playoffs.
Don't tell me you weren't sweating that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought we were dead. But I did also pass out. I got a group of guys that listen to the show here and also listen to my podcast that I called them the DM crew. Wanted to get some good energy going, so I got all the guys off for X. And we took the first half over 22.5, and we ended up hitting that one by the skin of our teeth as a 50-yard field goal kick is made by Alabama. So we got that. Then we had Michigan money line that we gave out on the show. And then, of course, you guys know I've been riding with Washington all year. I got a ticket on them plus 1,800 to win the Natty, and I gave them out on the show to Moneyline Texas as well.
You had Moneyline Texas? You almost
got... No, Moneyline Washington. Oh, no, the Husky.
Oh, plus 160. Plus 160. Yeah. And I got to be honest with you. I'm just going to tell you. National championship, it's once again, it's 4.5. I think the only play you can play is Washington. That's just my personal feeling.
They've been the best team all year. People are still putting them inside of the Pac-12 little dome because the Pac-12 isn't known for being a strong conference, for not having physical play. But Washington's a different type team, man. They have a pro quarterback, and they have probably an NFL head coach if he decided to be one. And Caleb DeBoer.
Okay, before we get into
I'm going the other way, guys.
You're going Michigan?
I'm going Michigan. Listen, that defensive line, I know that Washington's offensive line is cohesive and everything. That what they did to Alabama's offensive line. Secondly, Washington's defense has been bad this year at times. Bad.
It's bad.
And Texas didn't take advantage of it. I think Michigan's going to run
McCarthy
it down.
Is McCarthy the quarterback to
Michigan's
take advantage?
Michigan's going to run
exactly.
It down.
Exactly. J.J. McCarthy's not going to take advantage
no,
of anything.
No, but Corum is.
Well, and Texas actually ran the ball effectively, but you have to – here's the problem. If you don't get to the quarterback, if you don't get to Penix, and they protect well, he is going to eat you up. Man, I have never...
Good offense beats good defense nowadays, John.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's 4.5. If you told me the game was Michigan 2, I'm looking at it different, but we're pushed all the way past 4, and I'm just looking at Washington plus the points. But I do want to ask you this, both of you guys, all three of us, Dell, you as well. Look, the votes are in when the votes are in, and hindsight is 20/20, and recency bias is real. But did the Heisman voters get it wrong? Should it have been Penix? Is there too much of a push for a multiple-loss LSU team with Jaden Daniels? Jaden had a great season, but Jaden also plays for an LSU team that, you know, has more attention on it than Washington, that people just dismiss as being soft and whatever. Washington's still undefeated. Did we as a fan base, did the media in general – did people not put enough stock into Michael Penix? Should he have been the Heisman Trophy winner ahead of Daniels?
I personally think that Daniels should have won the trophy.
I do, too.
Just because of the numbers he put up. And then, you know, the LSU alumni is powerful. So they were, you know, putting in their work behind the scenes, putting the money up. And also,
and that's what I mean. Like, he had – Jaden had that working for him, no question.
Yeah, but Michael Penix benefited from it most because – I talked about that on the show as well, that even with – we know that he could have easily won the Heisman. It's more motivation for him to win the Natty, and that's what really matters. So I think in the long term, it ended up working out better for him, kind of like it did for Vince, where now he's really motivated to show the world he's the best player in the country.
We got five-star with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 9. You're going to break down the national championship on your show tomorrow?
Yes, sir, I will. But we'll be podcast only tomorrow, but you guys, as usual – throwing those guys to have it up for the people real early, probably about 4 p.m. tomorrow. So you guys make sure you tune in. That way you can get it on the 97.5 page and get right on it, man. Get your workout on, you know, drive, whatever, and listen to it. And I'll give you guys a complete breakdown of the game. But I can tell you that now for the listeners out. They already know. I'll be on Washington plus the points.
So that's Wagering World, and it's a podcast only. All right, we're going to NFL now, and – nobody had a hotter run, not last year, but the year before. And is that still up as your Twitter, 13-0?
No, I took it down. I took it down But we're gonna let's try to make a new one this year, guys. Let's try to do it again this year. It's a new year. We've been rolling this year, man. We like, I think I'm 18-2 on my last 20. End of the year, we've been on fire for 2024, man. So a lot of guys have been benefiting from it that follow X, that supported the Supreme Clientele to join, man. And let's just keep it rolling for the guys listening as well.
All right, who you got?
I'm going with the Steelers -4, man. I expect Harbaugh to play it safe in this one, keep all the starters out of action, at least the ones that, you know, the stars of the team. The Ravens, they have a Super Bowl-worthy team this year, man. It would be disastrous if they lost any of their major contributors, you know, in this last week of the season. So I don't see them taking this game that seriously. The Steelers have all the motivation. They got all the momentum. Mason Rudolph has been playing really well. The Steelers have found the offense. They averaged 32 points in the last two games. Quickly, George Pickens is finally getting passes thrown his way. You know, he's kind of like Antonio Brown, special talent, but he has the ability to take over the game, even though we know he's a head case. But we know that Mike Tomlin really knows how to handle players like that. He gets the best out of them. You got Jaylen Warren, who's brought really some juice to that Steelers running game. And then, you know, T.J. Watt, he's going to always be had that defense ready, leading the league again in sacks with 17. The Steelers are in a must-win position to make the playoffs. And another thing that we got good going for us is Pittsburgh Steelers backs. This is the first game on the slate Saturday. So it'll be the first NFL game. The Steelers won't be bored watching. They won't be concerned about, are we really, you know, playing for something. So we're going to get the best version of the Steelers. Also, the Steelers are 7-3 against the spread in the last two matchups. And they also won three straight outright in Baltimore. So give me the Steelers -4.
All right. Steelers -4. Well, you can't get any better than Mason Rudolph. So there you have that. Packers.
Why has he been on the bench? Oh, my goodness. I guess Tomlin must didn't like him. He can play a lot better than Trubisky. I can tell you that.
That's true. But Pickett's healthy, allegedly, and he's not playing. But here's the deal. They're winning. Just stay with the hot hand.
You got to go with who can win. This is an interesting time for you, though, because there are some games that are meaningless, and you try to pick on a combination of meaningful team versus maybe a team that might not be showing up. But, of course, you don't want the line to rally out of control on you, which a lot of times will happen the last week of the season where the lines just spiral out of control. Do you recommend playing games earlier in the week? Like this might be an example of earlier in the week. So that if you wait too long, five-star, you've seen this before. Man, somebody may be thinking the way you are, and if you want to wait until a Sunday, it can be too late.
Yeah.
Or a Saturday, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, the Ravens game might be up to like 6, I'm thinking, by the time kickoff starts. So in that case, you would want to bet early. Most of the time, I bet late, but in the scenarios you spoke of, Lance, where you got two teams, you know, with different goals for the last week of the season, if you got a team that's getting healthy, trying to stay healthy, excuse me, for the playoffs, they're already in. Of course, you want to bet early because you know they're not going to play their starters and the number's going to change before the game kicks.
All right, what's the other game?
Let's go with the Packers, man. We'll go Packers -3 in money line versus the Bears. The Packers are in a very familiar position, same way like last year, the final week of the season. For the second straight year, they have a win-in scenario. Once again, a division rival. Last year, they lost to the Lions. This year, they need to get past the Bears. They've won 9 straight, 17 of their last 20 against the Bears. The difference between last season and this season is Aaron Rodgers is no longer the quarterback. Jordan Love's a future star in this league, in my opinion, and his offense is really rallying around him. Even with the injuries that he's had, he's missed both his running backs for some time. He can't keep all the receivers intact, but he still has been able to produce recently. He's got a real connection going with Jaden Reed. Unfortunately, Reed had a rib injury last week, so we don't know if he's going to play or not. But they will be getting back Christian Watson, and Christian Watson is exceptional. Justin Fields for the Bears, he's improving, but still, I just don't trust him in the passing game, man. Fields has real problems with Green Bay. In his short career, he has 5 starts against them guys. He's 0-5 and has thrown 7 interceptions. I know that Matt Eberflus is fighting for his job, but Matt LaFleur is really a creative coach. He's one of the coaches I really respect his game plans, and I think that he'll have his team really ready to play. Bo Melton and Malik Heath have stepped up in the absence of Christian Watson and Jaden Reed, and I think they do it again. I just like the Packers and where they're heading right now, man. If the Packers beat the Bears to make the playoffs, they'll actually be the youngest playoff team in the NFL since the 16-game schedule began in 1978. So I'm going with the Packers money line and Packers minus three at home in Lambeau.
There you have it. So you got Packers and you have
Steelers.
Steelers.
But I do.
Steelers.
I know it's not necessarily a pick or you would have given it to us, or maybe you're going to talk about it somewhere else. But kind of how are you looking at this Texans-Colts game? Because this is it's tricky. Colts beat you the first game, but it's a totally different scenario for both teams now. Minshew has done an admirable job. Not great, but admirable. And then C.J. Stroud is back and has looks like he's getting back into form. Texans on the road. Like, how do you see this? And this is really interesting. And John and I talked about this. This is one of those games that if you win it, you create the momentum of being a playoff team when you start next year. There's real value in that. Even if you weren't going to win your first playoff game, the value of making the playoffs for these young players is really important.
Yeah, very much so. The Texans I'll be watching as a fan. As you guys know, I'm a Saints fan. I'm a Texans fan. And the Texans, man, they are dealing with a new territory as a franchise, and we're going to notice this in the years coming as we bet on them and follow them. Now they're going to have to deal with not only beating the team that they're playing, but also beating the public. 92% of the public is betting on the Texans this week, so that's a stay away from me. And 76% of the public is on the money line because C.J. Stroud is a really popular player, man, and the guys who really bet this sport understand now that he's a game changer. So it's a lot of money that's going to be on him. On the total side, the games went over in the last two matches, but the prior six have all went under. But the last five games of Lucas Oil Field have gone over. It's a pretty high total, 47.5. But the Colts D is 30th against the run. I don't know if the Texans can find a running game. If they can, it'll help them a lot. I don't know if you guys know this as well. The Texans had a 200-1 Super Bowl odds before the season. They were tied with the Cardinals for the worst in the NFL, and literally nobody saw a potential playoff run coming. So they would be only the fifth team to make the playoffs with a 200-1 or larger preseason title odds since the 1978 merger. So, man, I mean, 1978 schedule turned to 16. And all that, I say this, I'm going to just enjoy it. I want the Texans to win, but it's a funny, funny, funny game to me because a lot of public's going to be on the Texans. So I enjoy it, and I'm going to just say go Texans.
All right, there you have it. Packers, go Texans, and Steelers right here.
And Washington plus 4.5 as a gimme. We'll talk about that next week, John, when we get on. I'll rub you.
We will.
Talk a little trash to you because Michigan's going down.
I will see, brother.
All right,
that's Wagering World tomorrow podcast. So listen in, yes, and he'll have more picks for you tomorrow right here.
Happy New Year, guys.
Thank you. The podcast. Happy New Year to you. There's Five Star every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com. My man, John Clay Wolf, that's what he does. I heard the spot just a little while ago. He was talking about it. I just love to buy your car. That's what I like to do. He loves to give you that money for that car. He loves to pay you more. He is going to get less when he sells it at auction, but that's okay by him. He does a billion in sales and buying and selling. I think he said by the time it's done, it's like $2 billion in business, but he doesn't have all that much money because he's working on margins, okay? He's giving you more. He's losing on some. It's like, I mean, he hits some and he misses some, but he's giving you more for your vehicle. So one of the things that you have to do, no matter what, is when you're selling your car, you have to go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That'll be a baseline for you. Now, I've heard some people say, well, I got more over here. Well, you never came back at him and said, hey, I got more over here. What are you going to give me? Okay, because he will give you more. He's not going to get beat by CarMax. He just ain't going to get beat. Otherwise, he'll send you $100. So if you're looking for the best way to sell your vehicle, sell it to the guy that's going to give you more at GiveMeTheVin.com.
ESPN 97.5. Stop being a f***ing baby.
Oh, the signal, it's all staticky.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
John and Lance Weird.
News of the Weird.
News.
All right. First up, guys. U.S. Customs had to tell Indian travelers, don't carry cow dung in your luggage. Have you ever been told not to carry cow dung in your luggage?
No one's ever told me that. I mean, I'll be honest. That's
Has there been a need to tell you this?
No, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to put it in a Ziploc and wrap it.
Yeah.
If I'm going to bring it with me, but I haven't. At this point, I haven't.
Not cow dung.
I don't have a cow.
But is it sacred too? The cows are sacred, right? Is the dung sacred too? I mean,
you can't just love one thing. You have to love the whole person.
But it's refuse. I don't know.
You never had to tell me that.
Yeah, right. I never had to be. It's weird stuff going on in England. First of all, a wedding DJ has admitted he and his buddies apparently they videotape each other peeing on other people in the bathroom. So you're standing next to a guy at the urinal, and the guy's talking to you, and while the guy's talking to you, you're peeing on him.
That's hooligan. See, that's hooligan behavior.
But here's the deal.
Scouse.
Apparently, it was overheard while he was doing it. The guy was telling him how he had cancer. And while he's talking to him and urinating on him, he was like, okay, you got cancer, okay. And he's still peeing on him. Do you think that adds a little insult to injury there?
Yeah, what happened? Obviously, it got
out
because news.
Well, he had to
weird.
Delete all his accounts, and actually, he's been he's facing charges.
Okay.
Right?
The DJ or his friends?
The DJ.
See, this is why I don't know what a scouser is.
He said we were drinking,
they're not
and
good,
it's
right?
Like what me and my boys like to do.
This sounds like animal behavior. This sounds like something you and your boys would have done. Now, what's a scouser? A scouser is somebody who is from what area of England?
Scouse.
I have no idea. That's not a place. Hmm. I have no idea what a scouser
but
is.
That sounds like English behavior, like,
that's hooligan.
Oh, you know, me and my mates got up this. Yeah. What'd you do? Oh, we took the piss. Literally.
Apparently, it's slang from Liverpool, the Liverpool area.
Oh, that's
your people. You grew for Everton.
Yeah, but Evertonians would never do that. No. That's more Liverpool behavior.
I think he said he was wearing an Everton jersey.
No, that's the behavior of where are they? The north is where they're
natives of Liverpool. Okay. Scouser.
So here's another story from England. A man had to plead guilty. Apparently, he runs a slap therapy workshop, and a 71-year-old woman died during therapy. It's therapy in which you are slapped or you slap yourself repeatedly in order to, I don't know. Oh, it was to help her type 1 diabetes. Do you feel like getting slapped repeatedly will help your type 1 diabetes?
Does it help the creation of insulin?
No one knows. No one.
Well, that person, obviously, the guy who set that up, is he must have some intel that other people don't know about.
If you have diabetes, do you think you should slap yourself repeatedly?
No.
Okay. All right, I got a buddy that's got type 1 diabetes. Don't slap. I'd like to slap him repeatedly, but
you're not going to.
No, I'm not going to. Okay, so a Pennsylvania company had $4,000 worth of cash on the counter. Dog ate it. They retrieved $3,500.
Well, you have to.
Yeah. They said smelled so bad.
All you do is you just take a hose, you wash it down, and then you put it in a...
Here it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you got $3,500 back. Do you want
do
to
that.
Go to Pennsylvania now
no,
and get that money?
That's not the question you're asking.
Well,
you
I don't
do
want
it?
That money.
Would you do it, though?
What? I would definitely clean it and use... Yes. Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
Yeah. There right. is no other option. Do you know that I was passed a counterfeit $10 bill in New Orleans?
No.
I just found out that...
Who's making $10 counterfeit
bills? The valet driver at the hotel. I don't know. The valet driver at the hotel. I said, do you have change for this 20? And I said, just give me 15 back. He gave me a 10 and a 5. The 10 is a little off color, but whatever. And I didn't think anything about it. I got home, and as I'm taking it out of my pocket, I'm kind of pulling it and putting it somewhere. And the bill, like, rips easily. Like, I never remember a bill ripping this easily. And I'm feeling it, and it's like, wait, hold on. Scouser?
You got it, Scouser?
Yeah.
You do. You brought it with you? Let me see.
Yeah, I got to pass it off. Check the, Dell, do you want $10? Check the 5 and the 10.
No,
there's
I don't
the
want
five.
$10.
There's the 5, now check the 10. You see where the 10, I had to tape it?
Yeah, yeah. No,
now
you
feel
got
it. Just feel it.
Who's making $10, though?
New Orleans.
Everybody
I guess.
Checks $100 bills because it's worth it. $10 bills, you know how many you got to make?
Probably no one checks it, though.
Yeah, that's true. You can get away
so
with
check,
that.
But
yeah, it.
But feel different. It feels different, doesn't it? 100% somebody passed me a counterfeit bill.
Good for you. Good on you.
Yeah.
Pass it on.
Did it come
out of a dog?
No, I would never do.
Might have come out of a dog. You don't know. All right, we're done. Paul Galanis next.
He's smelling it to see. He just smelt it to see.
He just smelt it. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's not counterfeit. I don't want to just start tearing money up.
I thought he knew it was. Apparently,
of course he didn't know. You think he went through
but
the proper?
It feels different. Ask John. One of them feels like paper. One of them feels like money.
Same. I'm pretty sure it's.
Yeah, John was like, "Yeah, sure." They feel different. He's like, "Whatever."
We'll see if it works at Burger King.
Why don't you?
I'm just kidding.
Why don't you send it to Underdog and find out?
No, you can't just. Now, here's what Underdog does let you do. You can deposit as little as $10, and they'll match that $10. Your $10 will turn into $20. Maybe you just want to put $10 in Underdog Fantasy. Well, go to UnderdogFantasy.com, or more importantly, I know you got a smartphone. Just download the Underdog app in your Google or your Apple store, your app store. And then they make it so easy for you to get into the game and enjoy yourself. The Pick'em Challenge gives you a chance to pick between 2 and 5 players. Go find the weakest stats you can find that are exploitable and go higher or lower in that. You can mix and match your different sports. You can pick up to 5 players where you go higher or lower. You typically win 20 times your original play, but you know there are some boosters in there as well that you're able to play, so you might want to look into that as well. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. That's how they'll match double your money up to $100. And the great thing about Underdog Fantasy is that this is real money. It's real money. It's completely legal right here in the state of Texas. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the games even more. Must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog operates. Terms and conditions apply. If you believe you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. We control the spice.
The worm is the spice. The spice is the worm.
Bye, bitch.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home, plus fast and free shipping site-wide. Shop now through July 28th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here, and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.